This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the 94.9 WOLX Brain Strain with McGaw in the Morning.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest hosted by Terry and Jim. Every morning here at 7:30. And Terry, Todd Rundgren, this guy is truly amazing. He writes, he sings, he produces. I believe he changes his own oil, cuts his own hair.
Oh, man.
Cans his own vegetables.
Why not?
He's an amazing guy. He's coming to Madison next Tuesday already. Your tickets are your prize when you win the Brain Strain with this morning's question. Just under 25% of men reveal they will not go on a second date. Okay, you got the first date, then they won't go on the second date because of this reason. What do you think that is? Call us with your answer at 664-1949 for the Brain Strain. WOLX, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Paul.
Yes, how is Paul?
Oh, very good.
Paul, what do you think? First date, seems like it's going to be a winner. Then 25% of guys decided they won't go on the second date for this reason.
They got too much makeup on.
Oh. Too much makeup. What do they call that? Too much war paint.
Oh, Jim.
War paint. Yeah.
That is not it, Paul, but we're glad you called us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. WOLX Brain Strain. What do you think? 25% of guys say they won't go on that second date with someone because of this reason.
She had hairy legs.
Hairy legs.
Oh.
I think that's a sign of a long winter or something.
A little ape, huh?
Well, this is just becoming very interesting all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think we scare Terry a little bit.
Well, see, Jim, you get to learn something every day. I think I'm learning something today.
WOLX Brain Strain, call 664-1949 with your answer. 25% of guys now say they won't go on that second date with someone for this reason.
They have a very little in common, as they have found out.
They found they have nothing in common. That's a good guess.
But that's not it
for this morning's Brain Strain, though. What do you think here at 664-1949? 25% of guys now say they won't go on that all-important second date with someone because of this reason.
If they're not like a good, clean person, you know, they smell or don't do deodorant, brush their teeth, that kind of stuff.
You're a nice person, but you smell.
Well, oh, dear.
I can see that would be a deal breaker there.
Wow. You know, I wonder on these dating apps, can you actually add that as like a follow-up to somebody's date? That'd be weird.
You know, they don't brush their teeth or they don't use deodorant. You know, that kind of stuff. That's bad.
Getting sexier by the moment.
I know. I think we should all listen to her because she knows what she's talking about. These are kind of icky.
Jane, thanks for trying. That's not it.
That's not it, though.
Call
but
back
I think
if
it's
you
important.
Think of it, though.
Please, oh, that was very important.
Please call back.
That was a really good answer.
It was a fun answer for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
WOLX, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Jim. That's Terry right there. Who are you?
Hello.
Who are you?
Tom.
Hey, Tom, what do you think 25% of guys say they won't go on a second date with someone because of this reason?
Well, because they didn't look the same way that they sounded.
Didn't look like they sounded.
Oh.
Well, I get
like
that.
Radio people.
It's funny you mention that. I get that a lot. You don't look like you sound. Good guess, Tom. Thanks for trying, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can't tell you the number of times I've heard that, Terry. You don't look like you sound.
Well, I worked in TV, so most
know
people
what
know
look
what
like.
I look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's Jim. Aw, Jimmy.
Hey, WOLX Brain Strain is 664-1949. What do you think to this question this morning?
What do I think? I think it's checking their phone.
Oh, that is so annoying, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I always assume they're working on a better deal.
They're already setting up their next date.
So, Jim, you're okay, but I got a better opportunity here. Thanks for thanks for dinner.
Oh, my gosh. I'll leave you with the bill. See ya.
Thanks for dinner. Bye.
Oh, Jim.
Classic hits, 94.9 WOLX, straining your brain once again this morning.
Oh, boy.
Great. I've had a lot of people ask me this. What chases that guy away? First date went so well. Now, approximately 25% of guys are saying, what prevents them from making a second date with somebody?
I know. What could have happened?
What could have gone wrong?
Could it be the hairy legs?
Some of the guesses we've had this morning?
That's one.
Hairy legs?
Yep. Having very little in common. Very little to talk about. Checking their phone all the time. This one kind of went on, which was sort of funny. Not clean, we said no. Smelly, we said no again. This is the same person that kept answering. This was Jane, right? And then she said, okay, not using toothpaste. We were like, no. But in the end, Jim, I think you said she's sort of on to something.
Yeah, Jane Werner's guess was a good hint.
All her guesses.
All of her guesses to this question. The answer is actually kind of opposite of what Jane is saying.
Ooh, big hint.
There's your McAwesome hint this morning. What's your guess to the brain strain question we've posed this morning?
Good morning.
What do you think? The first date goes well, and then it just kind of blows up on the launch pad. 25% of guys say this is why they won't have the second date with somebody.
If they talk about past dates or boyfriends.
Talk about the old ex.
Wow. That is the worst, I have to say.
Digging up bones, I believe Randy Travis called it.
Digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
Yeah.
Good guess, man. Thanks for calling the Brainstream this morning. Thank you for calling. What do you think? 25% of guys say they won't go on the second date with someone because of this.
Good morning, WOLX.
Hello.
What is it, Tony? What do you think?
You know, I have a feeling somebody already said it. First off, I can only imagine the answer that you guys are filtering.
Yeah, pretty good.
But you know what? I think I got it.
Okay.
If she puts her, if she's literally putting the makeup on with a paint roller, seriously, that's it. If it's way too thick, if it's way too much.
Too much makeup?
It. Yeah, that's the right answer.
Actually, that's the second guess on that one. That's not it, Tony. Sorry about that. Sorry, man. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Tony.
Well, you guys have a wonderful day. Good luck, Madison.
You try to know anyway. WOLX brain strain. We are still trying to get the answer. Can you help us?
I'm going to try.
What do you think? 25% of guys say this is the reason they won't have that all-important second date.
She reminds them too much of an ex.
Reminds them of the old ex.
Ooh.
Good guess, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks for trying out the brain strain here at 664-1949. What do you think? 25% of guys say this is the reason there won't be a second date.
Oh, maybe she's just insecure and wears way too much makeup and perfume.
Well, there it is. Wrapped up in that multi.
Yeah, he kind of gave like all of the answers and then the right answer. That was perfect.
There's the way to handle the brain strain. Just wrap a bunch of them together. You had it in there. Too much perfume.
Perfect.
She wore too much perfume.
All right.
Have you ever been on a date like that?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
You don't like that?
No, not so much.
See, some perfumes I like on a girl, but others...
It's just good for a headache.
Oh!
And this time of year, it attracts all those little yellow jackets.
Oh, it does, actually, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, some men do wear too much cologne, too, just so you know.
I might be guilty once in a while.
Oh, funny, funny, funny.
I like the Old Spice body wash, the subject of a recent brain strain.
Yes. Look at me. No, look at you. Look
Ladies,
at him. No.
Look at your man. No, look at me. What's your name?
Josh.
Hey, Josh, you got it. You're going to go out to see Todd Rundgren.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.